Florida Republican Congresswoman Catherine Harris is reportedly considering a run for U.S. Senate. Harris is best known as the Florida Secretary of State who certified George Bush's win in the 2000 Florida recount. But another Republican who's already announced his bid for the Senate seat is also well known for his role in recent partisan battles. As founder of Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman brought dozens of lawsuits against former President Clinton and other members of his administration. Slate's Timothy Noah recently sat down with Larry Klayman to find out why he wants to go from professional gadfly to professional lawmaker.
Larry Klayman, you're the previous chairman of Judicial Watch, an organization that's filed quite a few lawsuits. Now you're exchanging the courts for the legislature. Why?
I learned in 10 years, Tim, that courts are really ill-equipped to deal with the issue of cleaning up corruption and restoring honesty to government. And I decided that if I, in effect, took Judicial Watch inside of the belly of the beast, that I could be very, very effective.
Am I right also in suspecting that it was less fun for you to be suing the Bush administration than to be suing the Clintons?
I don't think it was fun to be suing anybody. And as you know, Tim, when the Bush administration came in, I didn't look the other way. I'm proud of being a Republican, and I like Bush and Cheney. In fact, I voted for them. But if my own people step out of line, you can't be hypocritical, and I don't think anybody's ever going to say that about me. I've sought to open up the records of the Cheney Energy Task Force, which I felt was good for the administration itself. They haven't done anything wrong, but the American people need to know what went on in formulating energy policy. And the law says that if you're conferring with people from the outside, you have to open up those matters. We've also brought cases against congressmen who started to sell access to the White House, similar to what Clinton did, and we got those things to stop. And that strengthened the hand of the Republican Party. It didn't weaken it, because we stopped something which wasn't right, and which, frankly, if it had continued, it would have been a black spot on the Republicans.
Let's talk for a moment about the Clintons. At Judicial Watch, the Clinton administration was a prime target. And on your website, you promised to be, quote, Florida's antidote to Hillary Clinton, unquote. Why so much focus still on the Clintons?
There's a focus on the Clintons because the Clintons were never really held accountable. They didn't go to jail. They didn't pay a fine. And we need to really bring this chapter to a close to prove, as Judicial Watch's motto, which I came up with, no one is above the law, applies to everybody.
Let me follow up on that. Judicial Watch filed many, many lawsuits against administration figures through the 1990s, and yet it also sent out a direct mail solicitation decrying the American legal system for, quote, putting literally billions of dollars into the pockets of greedy lawyers, turning neighbor against neighbor, and threatening to derail the rule of law. How do you resolve that, and do you plan on pursuing this agenda of going after frivolous lawsuits if you're elected to the Senate?
Excellent question. I started Judicial Watch in 1994. I used every conceivable tool to bring about a cleaner and more ethical legal system, and that manifested itself in all the scandals of the 90s. The lawyers were behind all of those scandals. In fact, the President and First Lady are lawyers. So moving into the Senate, I'm going to turn the powers of government against itself to clean up that government by using the powers which the hypocrites, in fact, invented. Believe it or not, I do not enjoy filing lawsuits, but in our system of justice, unless you're prepared to go into court, people don't take it seriously.
Thank you very much, Mr. Klayman.
Thank you.
And that interview from Slate's Timothy Noah.